Okay, our first guest on the official Raiders podcast, one of the all-time Raider legends, Matt Millen, a four-time Super Bowl champion, and I have the pleasure of working with him on the preseason broadcast. And Matt, let's get right to that. In the preseason, when we worked together, we both thought that this team would win a bunch of games, but to be sitting at 11-3 going into Christmas Eve, that's pretty special. How did you see it in the preseason up until now?
Well, you know, we said this would be a 10 or 11 win season. You know, I said that on the air, but I didn't think they'd get to it this fast. I thought if they got to 10 or 11, it was going to be 2 weeks from now. And so, yeah, I think they're playing. I think the offensive line came together. That's the piece that we knew it would be good. We didn't know how good. We knew the defense was going to have some holes in it until they can kind of mature and start playing and gelling as a unit. And so they're still trying to find themselves. But we all knew, JT, you and I talked about on the plane, just when we were talking about, you know, where Carr was and his next step with the receivers and how they get better. And that really came to fruition a little quicker than I think, quicker than I anticipated.
Yeah, Matt, with seven Pro Bowlers and all the captains made it, and especially on that offensive line with three starters, do you think, Matt, that's the key? And we'll get to the defense in a moment. But we saw against Denver on Sunday Night Football when they ran at will. And then there's been struggles at Kansas City where they lost and got swept, the San Diego game. There are times where they don't run it as well as they should, and they're great at pass protection. How important is this offensive line now with the Pro Bowlers to play their best the rest of the way?
Yeah, well, now's the time. Now, everything that happened to this point means nothing. It doesn't make a bit of difference. You got to start playing your best football from now on out because it's, you know how it goes. And so, and the piece of the puzzle that gets to be interesting is run when you need to run, not when you want to, when you need to run. And because there's a difference because everybody in the stadium knows you got to take the clock down. Everybody knows you have to control it control the clock or control for field position or whatever it might be, including the defense. That's when you can do that, then you're legit. And yeah, I agree with you. I think the offensive line, to me, that's the key. I think they did a good job putting it together. I think Tyce does a nice job working with those guys. I think they've developed this year. And here was the most encouraging thing for me, JT. I watched that Kansas City game here at home back in PA, and they were playing not their best football at all. And Carr was struggling, and, you know, they all were having their struggles, and they still could have won that game. Even as poorly as they played, they still had a chance to win it at the end. And to me, that was really encouraging.
Matt, you had a front row seat in the preseason, and especially at Napa, watching Jalen Richard. Did you think he would develop this way? I mean, they're putting the ball in his hands in big spots, and I'm most impressed with the ball security and the fact that this young player, who no one saw coming, and now he's starting and playing in big spots, is securing the ball while making big plays.
Yeah, well, here's a little piece. So, in the preseason, all the guys in the, all the personnel guys would be in there in the back, and they'd put down bets to, like, which one of these guys is going to show up. And they all were placing their bet, and a lot of them had their money on Jalen. Now, he got hurt early, remember?
Yeah.
Training camp, he didn't play in the preseason or a couple games. But what they had seen was the lights weren't too bright. He wasn't intimidated. He played like he belonged, and that has shown up. And I think they were dead on with where he was. I don't know if they believed he could have this much success. But I think they believed they found something, and maybe it was going to show up a little bit later, but it's showing up earlier.
Matt Millen joins us, the Raider legend, the NFL legend. And Matt, now talking about the defense, every week I have to lead with the fact that the Raiders are 30th overall in defense statistically when it comes to net yards. And the stats have improved a little bit here, but with Bruce Irvin being named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, Khalil Mack possibly the Defensive Player of the Year, We got another Pro Bowler in Reggie Nelson. But overall, are you gaining more confidence with Ken Norton's scheme with the Silver and Black and how they're making big plays, especially in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, it's not Kenny's scheme. That's not – it's never the – JT, we can walk in there and I can say, look, all we're going to do is we're just going to play our base and we're going to play a straight cover three and they're going to know what we're doing. And if we're good enough, and if we execute the way you're supposed to execute, it doesn't matter what you call. Now, the game is a lot closer than that. And, you know, teams personnel-wise are a lot closer than that. So there is some X and O chess games going on. But to me, it still comes down to this. And you and I had this conversation on a phone in the preseason. I was watching their linebackers. And I would say, look, we got holes. There's some guys there who, you know, they're not very disciplined. And the good news with that is you can get disciplined. And there's some guys who are taking things on that, you know, they're not physically, they're not doing it right. The good news is you can correct that. And then the other piece of the puzzle was we talked about the young players inside. There's some good young players there. But they're young and they're learning. They don't know. And so if they just stick with fundamentals, it'll get them through, but they're not going to be what they're going to be. And so, we knew there were going to be some growing pains. But I think if they just execute and do what they're supposed to, just do what they're asked to do, then they'll be fine.
Wrapping it up with Matt Millen, assess Reggie and what Reggie McKenzie's done building this Pro Bowl roster and getting the Raiders in place for – a big run in years to come. I mean, you as a former executive and GM in this league, how tough is it to do this, and how has Reggie turned it around so quickly?
Well, he got a quarterback. That was the whole key. Got himself a real live quarterback, and then the other pieces fall into place. And so if you have one of them, you got a shot. If you don't have one of them, you're a moron. And so I just texted him the other day. I said, Reg, I am really proud of you. You've done an excellent job, and the way he did it, and he never deviated from the formula, and the way to do it that he was taught from Ron Wolf, and he stayed with it, and he sticks to his guns, and he's convinced that's what the right way to go, and you know he did that in the draft room with Carr, and once he got Carr, the pieces fell into place. So yeah, I think Reggie did a great job, and there's still work to be done. But you got yourself a real chance.
Well, that's a great segue into my last question. As a former Pro Bowler, a two-time All-Pro with four Super Bowl rings, compare this team to any of your championship teams. Even though they're not there yet, do you see, Matt, any similarities to a team that you played on when it came to peaking, the amount of wins at this time, and building momentum?
Yeah, that the first one you said. It never really matters how well you play early. It only matters how you're playing right now and how healthy you are right now. And are you getting healthier? And so all those times that we won Super Bowls, we started to peak at the right time. And you start to play your best football at the right time. And the guys who were supposed to make plays made them. And the guys who you counted on to hold up a certain area made them. So if it was, Lester Hayes when he was a defensive player of the year in 1980 and we needed a big play, doggone it, don't you know he came up with one. Or Plunk when you needed a big play and to Cliff Branch and everybody in the stadium knew he's going deep, he still came up with it. Or Howie Long and, here's third and short and we got to have a big play. He came up with a play. Those are the things that happen. And when they do, It's exciting, man. It's exciting, and there's an electricity, and you feel it in the stadium, and it's just the whole Bay Area starts to get electrified. When I was with San Francisco, and the same thing when I was with Oakland, that's some fun times. And hopefully they're headed in that direction.
Great to talk to you again, Matt. I always appreciate your time. I'll see you soon. Thank you.
You got it, JT. Take care. Have a good one.
Take care, Matt. Thanks.